where's your extreme commitment going to be? And are you willing to do that thing to get the result that you want? And if not, go direct that energy somewhere else than being in the middle, which I think is just tormenting. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And if you haven't heard, I'm adding another episode to the podcast. So now you are not only going to have 4 episodes per week, but you will have 5 episodes per week. So you can tune in Monday through Friday. How the hell did this happen? I'm not sure. What am I thinking? And also, I can't get enough of you guys. It's my favorite modality to be able to talk to you and be consistent. And we're going to talk about that in 1 second. But let's talk about what that new show is going to be, because it's going to be you. It's all about you. It is actually you. What do I mean? I am obsessed with creating platforms that highlight businesses, that highlight other people, that bring people up. And this has been something that has been on my heart for a really long time. I've wanted to create even more of a place outside of the Bliss Project. You know, at the Bliss Project, I actually bring up and comers who I see who are doing epic things. So I'm like, man, let me throw them on a stage and pump some steroids into their business and their message and get them in front of an audience that maybe they wouldn't have access to. And I really believe that this is what is going to help support and propel women in all of the messages and get all of these beautiful, incredible women and people and ideas out there. And it also, when we help women make money, we know that we create incredible ideas and we can change the world, right? You fund a woman's dreams, you can change the world. That's what my friend Catherine Gray says. So you guys, if you want to be somebody who's going to be interviewed and featured on the podcast, yes, do not get nervous. It should be you. All I require is that you have a business. That's it. That you have a business and that you let us know all about what's going on in your business. And what you do in order to do this is text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. And from there, what we do is whenever we're looking for someone, we let you know, hey, it's that time. Here's what we need from you if you want to come on the podcast. So I'm doing this anywhere from one time a month to every week. I'm working my way up. So that's what's happening. And I would love for this to be you. We already have an interview coming out this next week. I cannot wait. You guys got to go listen to that. I think it's going to be one of your favorite episodes where you go listen to somebody who's maybe exactly where you're at, get coached, because I bet that they have the same exact questions as you. So with that said, it's 310-496-8363 and you text the word podcast. Just be aware, you are going to be added to my light pink list where I am also going to be talking all about my new company coming out. And that's where you can actually text me. And most likely I will get back to you. I'm trying to get back to at least 70% of my texts right now. So definitely get over there if you want to be in on the conversation all about light pink business and what's going on with the podcast, with your possibility to get your business coached on this podcast. Okay. I want to talk about something that we've been talking about. And how about I stop saying we're going to talk about before we talk about it and just talk about it. So I've said this before in the last few weeks, the plan doesn't have to be extreme, but the commitment does. And I want to dig into that deeper. Today, I was listening to a Lewis Howes podcast and he had a TikTok influencer on. Forgive me, I forgot his name. He's like 19 years old. Crazy, super young. But this kid has an extreme commitment to his craft and he is such a creator. And he is obsessed with creating and making money and saving money. And I wanted to get into his brain or be able to listen to how his brain works. And, you know, everybody thinks that you know, these different influencers and people are overnight sensations, or, you know, they just must be gifted, or how did they get this huge following? He's got like 32 million followers. And, you know, when Lewis asked him, like, how did you get all these followers? Like, what happened? He was like, well, you know, I went live every single day. He live streamed for anywhere from 2 to 5 hours a day. 2 to 5 hours a day for years and years. And he was so committed because he knew what he wanted. And he said when he started, he only had like 20,000 followers, which is still great, right? But through this extreme commitment, not necessarily an extreme plan, right? He said two to five hours, which let's just say you knew that your dream could happen in 2 hours a day for a few years. Would you say yes to it? Probably. I would hope so. Or we should probably just give up on that dream because you're not willing to work hard on it. And I want to know what your version of that is. Because when I was running today, that's when I was listening to the podcast, I was like, wait, I have to get back to that. Because you guys, if you don't know, when I first started really building my audience, when I was pivoting into personal development. So when I was rebuilding, I should say, my audience from a fitness audience into a mindset, personal development, women's empowerment, like when I wanted to write books and do events, I had started talking about what I teach at one of my live events on Facebook. And I would go on Facebook Live Monday through Friday every single day. Would I miss it? Once in a great while, I would miss it. But I would typically go on from anywhere. I would say, I would give myself anywhere from the 15-minute mark. I'd say, okay, if you're done in 15 minutes, like that's fine. But at least you went on live. I would do 15 minutes up to an hour every single day. And I did that for an entire year. And I can tell you that that completely changed the face of my business and got more followers and more people to understand what I was pivoting on and why so much faster. Got more people to my events, sold more tickets. You guys, before one of my events, I remember I was like, okay, 2 weeks, I'm just going to talk about Bliss Project and what I teach there. I ended up selling majority of my tickets through Facebook Live. Whenever I would go on live, I would get an influx of tickets because I'd already started this habit and I would stay on. Like sometimes I would even stay on for 2 hours and just talk and answer questions until everybody felt, you know, comfortable enough to buy a ticket. Like, okay, if you guys are thinking of coming, what are some of your questions? But I wouldn't just go on there and be like, what are your questions? And, you know, come to the Bliss Project. I would go on there and teach a lesson from what I teach there. So every single day I was adding value of some sort or doing something on there. So this really got me to thinking of what am I doing like this right now with Light Pink? And, you know, while I am so deeply committed to this podcast, you guys, I spend hours and hours on this microphone every single week talking to you guys and doing interviews. And it's a great modality for me, right? Like I found the place where I thrive. Like I really struggle on lives, even though I did it, I really struggle on lives at this point. And I really struggle actually on Instagram a lot. I'm pretty good with posting stories every single day, but I am not great at making them interesting. I am not super great at being consistent on my feed. And I know exactly what to do. I know all the things. I actually help people with all the things because I know all the hacks and tricks. It's about being consistent though with me actually doing them. And sometimes you have to look at where you're best or where you are best at being consistent. And for me, you know, a lot of people say choose your platform and I've really chosen the platform of podcasting. I mean, I show up on here now 5 days a week to podcast. And I've done that for the last 4 years. So with that said, I want you to think of what your version of podcasting is or your version of that kids, you know, live streaming on TikTok for hours at a time or your version of Facebook Lives. And for me, I am really like, okay, what is my next version for Light Pink? You know, we're starting to text all of the time, starting to text every single week. We're starting to text questions. We're starting to get feedback. We're starting to share what we're doing through my text message list, which is why I want you guys to sign up because that's one of my next modalities that I want to show up on consistently. But also I have to figure it out, right? Like, am I going to write to you guys on an email list? Like how else would you like me to show up? Is it Clubhouse? Is it Clubhouse, you know, maybe twice a week in the morning where you just know you're going to have a coffee chat with myself and a bunch of other epic female founders. Maybe it's investors from Light Pink. Like text me what you would love to hear. So text podcast to that number and then tell me your feedback. Like, where would you like what kind of show? Would you want a Clubhouse show of some sort where in the morning you tune in? Do you want more emails? What do you want? You want more behind the scenes? Like, I'm really looking for what that next extreme commitment is. And it doesn't mean I have to add hours and hours and hours every day, but it does mean I'm probably going to add a couple hours every single week, because I know that if I want something to take off, it has to be an extreme commitment, which means every single day or consistently every week, right? Like once, twice, maybe three times a week. That's what it has to look like. So if you guys don't have something like that yet and you're wondering why you're not moving and you don't feel like your audience could answer the question, like, where is this person most consistent? What are they known for? Where do you access them every week? If your audience can't answer that, then you don't have an extreme commitment yet, which means you will not have a lot of growth. So just start to really think about what is the thing that you're just going to say, you know, F it. I'm tearing off the Band-Aid. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to give it a good, you know, 6-month shot, because if you say 90 days, that's still not long enough. And I'm going to see what happens to my business, and I'm going to add value, and I'm going to talk about the things I'm doing, and I'm going to funnel them back into maybe my courses or my events or whatever that thing is. And I'm going to see how my business starts to grow. So what is your extreme commitment that you're going to show up for? And if it's not there, then nothing's growing. So it's kind of like, if you're just half-assing it, you might as well kind of either, you know, unless it's paying you what you want, or maybe it's not paying you at all, then maybe it's just a big thorn in your side and you might want to go look at something else, or you might want to take that time to go get, you know, a job that pays you the amount that you want, doing whatever that you might love, instead of always feeling like you're really struggling. And I just want to give people that freedom that, like, that is freaking awesome too, because I have to tell you, there are so many people in my life who I would not be able to live without, to work without, who are so dedicated and obsessed with what they do. And they get paid either on sales or hourly or whatever that looks like. So I think the big thing is just to differentiate what you are. If you feel like you're an entrepreneur, you feel like you want to go be able to, like, end work at a certain time and really help out in a different way. And, you know, I think that pay is always flexible in so many different forms as well. Like, if you are somebody who's getting paid hourly and maybe you're helping out with selling courses, or maybe you're helping somebody, is there a way that you could look into helping them grow their sales or helping them grow something and getting a percentage of those sales? So I think it's like thinking creative around what you are good at. And that's what I really want to get through to you right now, is like, where's your extreme commitment going to be? And are you willing to do that thing to get the result that you want? And if not, go direct that energy somewhere else than being in the middle, which I think is just tormenting, right? Like, get yourself out of being tormented and just go to town. I'd rather work hard than be stuck in that middle wondering what's wrong. And I just feel like, I really pray that this helps you not wonder what's wrong. I actually hope you found what was wrong and that you realize that you are not as committed as you thought, so that you have so much room to grow. I always think it's really great when you realize that you are just not putting in the work, because it means that once you do, you're going to get the result that you want. See, nothing is worse than putting in the work and not getting the result, right? It's like getting really real with yourself and saying, wait, let me look at this super successful person and realize how many hours they work in a day and what their extreme commitments are and where they show up and what their audience knows them for and relies on them. Like, just knows, like, this kid's going to be on TikTok every day, right? Like, Lori was going to be on Facebook Live. Like, Lori is going to have her podcast come out every week. Yes, I'm talking the third person and it feels weird. But like, that's what your audience needs to answer. And then you're going to get those people who then you can, you know, sell the thing that you're obsessed with that you know works to them. And they're going to love it because they can't wait for it, because they want more of you, or they want to learn what you're doing. So you guys, I hope this helped. Let me know. I definitely love when you give me a tag and let me know what your biggest takeaway was, or what you want to hear more of, or what is really giving you life, because it helps me with my content every week. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine sitting here every week wondering what the hell to talk to you about without knowing any feedback? I love your feedback. Tell me. Okay. So as always, it would mean the world to me if you would go rate, review, subscribe, share, all the things, but really rate, review, and subscribe would be freaking amazing. And text me. It's a lot of asks, but if you could get off your phone for one thing, or get off this podcast for one thing, I would love to add you to that text list. So if you want to know how to get on the show, you text podcast to 310-496-8363, and you and me can sit and talk and riff on your business, get business advice, and just really chat and know that you're not alone, and we can get you out to that audience right now, which is 28 million downloads, you guys. Pretty great exposure on the podcast, which I would love to share that with you guys. It's why I built a platform, is to share it and get people out there. So I'm super passionate about that. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.